Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. It's still Bein Hazmanim, but the Mevakshei Hashem have been requesting more and more. They don't want to wait till the Zman starts. The Olam was getting into the mitzvah of Tefillin. We were working on Tefillin and Tzitzis. We were starting to see the godless in the mitzvahs that we do. And the Olam wants more. So we have more. Bezras Hashem, we're in the mitzvah of Tefillin. And we've been discussing how there's a progression from tzitzis to tefillin. The tzitzis are our identity in terms of what we do to be good, to behave, to be appropriate, to do what Hashem wants from us. And that's the mitzvahs, and that's tzitzis. And we wear it like an army uniform to show our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then there's another level of existence, higher than mitzvahs. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Lefikach hirbo loyim toira u'mitzvahs. There are two categories of our avodas Hashem. There's mitzvahs and there's toira. And toira is a different dimension. A person can be a total ama aretz, a very nice guy nonetheless, but a total ama aretz, keep all of the mitzvahs, but have no shaychus to toira. To toira. The Gemara even asks, Gemara in Ksubas discusses, how does an Ama Aretz get shaychus to Olam Haba? Because he needs Torah. Even if he's doing mitzvahs, he needs Torah. And that's the idea of Tefillin. Tefillin is the idea that we have a shaychus with Torah. We learn Torah to the extent where we strap the Torah onto ourselves. We strap it onto our minds, on our rosh, tefillin shel rosh. We strap it against our hearts with our tefillin shel yad. We become Torah. And there's a progression in life. A person starts with mitzvahs. He makes himself a beis kibul for the Dvar Hashem. And then he rises above to Torah. And this explains something very difficult in halacha, the hakpada. The poskim discuss this in Simchav Hei, in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is supposed to put on his talis and then his tefillin. And there's a very difficult Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra, and it's brought by the Bir Halacha, and the Mishnah Brura, that the reason we do this is that tzitzis are like a kisei. We're going to say something very deep, so hold on tight, but we're going to try to explain this. Tzitzis are like the kisei of Hashem. They're like the throne of Hashem. Interesting. But tefillin are like the adam ala kisei. They're like the king who's on the throne. What does this mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, Ki'ilu, the first thing you do is you construct a throne for Hashem. And then, that's tzitzis. And then, there's tefillin. Tefillin are the adam ala kisei. It's like the melech sitting on the throne. And this is obviously very deep. It's way above our pay grade. But let's try to understand, Lefi, what we've been saying about tefillin. Tzitzis is about being good. Being a place where Hashem could be in our lives. Being a chair for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. That's tzitzis. The kisei. A place where Hashem can sit, can reside. The Shechina could be Shoira in our lives. But then there's the Adam ala Kisei. The Adam ala Kisei for us is that we could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could be not just children of His, but Shutfim in the Bria. The Adam ala Kisei is the dynamic element of us being attached to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the world. Not just allowing Hashem in our lives. That's the kisei. That's the tzitzis. Behave yourself and then there's room for Hashem in your life. Follow the mitzvahs. But then there's tefillin, which is our attachment to Torah. And when a person attaches himself to Torah, he has the keys to Bria Sa'olam. The whole world was created with Torah. Every time a Yid learns Torah, it fixes things in Shemayim. It builds new Olamas. And says the Vilna Gaon, the first thing a person does is he puts on his talis. And he makes himself a chair for Hashem in the world. But then, a person puts on his tefillin and finds within himself the ability to be a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. How do we do that? Only one way. Through speaking the talk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through thinking the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Torah. And that's the idea of putting tefillin on ourselves. We actually are able to put the Dvar Hashem onto our bodies. Right? Whenever we see a Sefer Torah come into a room, we jump up. We're uneasy because Hashem's Torah is coming into the room. Isn't it amazing that we put on our body Divrei Torah, we put tefillin on? We're not uneasy with such an experience. What that means, the ramifications of being able to put the Dvar Hashem on our bodies, means that we have a shaychus with the Dvar Hashem. We're wearing the Torah because we're shaykh to the Torah. And it goes even deeper. We know that the Torah is shmois of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is actually the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban writes in the Hakdama, the Ramban al HaTorah in the Hakdama to Bereishis, he writes that the entire Torah is sequences of Shemus Hashem. Right? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. The Chasam Sofer says, why is that the makar for Birchas HaTorah? That when you read the name of Hashem, you should praise Him. From there we see you have to do Birchas HaTorah. What is reading the names of Hashem, calling the names of Hashem, have to do with learning Torah? The answer is, every time we learn Torah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, we're reading, we're calling out a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the names of Hashem Yisbarach. That's what it means to learn Torah. That's what Torah is. Why is Torah called Shmois of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the names of Hashem? Because a name is an identity. And Hashem makes Himself known in the world through one thing and one thing only. The way He communicates to mankind is through Divrei Torah. Through Divrei Torah. That's how He gets His name represented in the world. But there's another way that Hashem does this, through Torah. And that's through our connection to Torah. Klal Yisrael's connection to Torah. And this is seen in Tefillin too. We have the name of Hashem written on ourselves. Where do we have this? Zok the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Vav. Says the Gemara, quoting the Pasuk, Uro kol ami ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. The Goyim will see that Hashem's name is upon you. They'll see the name of Hashem on you, literally. And they'll be afraid of you. What does this mean? Tanya Rebbe Eliezer, Agadol Omer, Elu Tfilin Shebi Roish. These are the Tfilin Shel Roish. They're exposed to the people see them, the Goyim see them, they're in a pachad. They see the Shem Hashem. What does this mean? The name of Hashem is on us. What does that mean? And the Goyim get scared from this? So, first of all, we already know the name of Hashem, the Shakai, the Shin on the Shel Rosh, the Dalid and the Yud on the Shel Yad spells the Shem Hashem, but there's so much more over here than that. It's that we are representatives of the name of Hashem. The reason we're able to wear tefillin is because Divrei Torah are expressed through Klal Yisrael. The way Hashem wants the world to know about Him, about His name, is through us. And that's why we wear tefillin. And the tefillin themselves show that we're not simple people. We have a crown, a keser Torah, the tefillin Sheberosh on top of us. It's an amazing story that the Vilna Gaon was with someone, and there was a dangerous people that approached them, and the Vilna Gaon exposed his tefillin shel rosh, and they ran away. And the other person was with him, nothing happened. And he said, why does it work for you? Why are they afraid of your tefillin shel rosh? Why are you a kiyum of the Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav, Uro Kol Hamaretz? So he says, because it says, Eilu tefillin shebirosh. It doesn't say they should be on your head, it says the tefillin inside your head. Meaning the Vilna Gaon lived with tefillin. It was his metzias. And of course the tefillin on his head helped, but it was only because it was Shebi Roish. He was living as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillin were inside of his head. He was mindful of his mission. That's the idea that we have over here of tefillin Shabarosh. It's amazing. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in his Sefer Gematrius. I once bought this Sefer. I went out of my kalim from it. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has his own Sefer Gematrius. B'shimcha Yagilun Kol Yom, will rejoice in your name all day, is Gematria B'tfilin. Gematria B'tfilin, because tefillin is the way to rejoice in the name of Hashem, to be an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And it's so interesting, this Gemara that we quoted last time about tefillin. The Gemara says such charif things, a karkafta de lo monach tefillin. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, karkafta de lo monach tefillin. It's so charif, so serious to not wear tefillin. And according to Mitzvah Lokas Vishonim, but perhaps even once in a lifetime to not wear tefillin is called a karkafta, or once to be able to wear tefillin is to be called a karkafta de manach tefillin, to have once worn tefillin. To have once worn tefillin, we mentioned that that's why there were people who wanted very much that every yid should put on tefillin once in their life. What's the big deal over here? Why does tefillin have this stature? We don't say, do lulav at least once in your life, so you're not a person who never did lulav. What, once in our lives we have to have tefillin? It puts us in a different class. It takes us out of the class of Peshim Begufa, like we said last time. The answer is yes. Yes, there are some times that a person goes through life and never once knows what life is about. He never once tasted MS. He never once knew what life was about. He never knew how attached he could be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has experienced tefillin, and halavai that we should know what's going on with our tefillin and be more mindful, but it doesn't seem to matter. If someone once in their life was a bar chiyuva who put on tefillin, he got a certain attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understood more what life was about, and he's different categorically from somebody who never had that experience. Amazing. And the Marsha says something unbelievable in Rosh Hashanah over there. He says, what's the whole idea over here of karkafta de lomanach tefillin? He says that the whole idea of tefillin is to try to be bigger than you are. Try to go higher than you are. Try to aspire for more. Right? The whole idea of tefillin is something above your head. It's something even beyond your own comprehension. Someone who tries to attach to Torah, he's trying to raise his nefesh, his lowest parts, his bahamias, his animal side, and get it all the way up to his neshama. That's what the Marsha says. But someone who doesn't wear tefillin is doing the opposite. He's taking the highest parts of himself and he's putting them on the floor. He's putting them in the animal kingdom, Rahman al-Itzlan. And the idea over here is to understand what we're attached to, who we are. We're representatives of Shem Hashem in the Bria. When a goy sees us, he gets scared because he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That's what's going on over here. And we mentioned this idea. It seems like this is a higher level than being a servant of Hashem. We explained servants are in the union of mitzvos. They follow rules. And even banim. Banim LaHashem is Divrei Torah, it's true, we Hashivenu Avinu L'Sayrasecha, but there's an even higher level over here of being a Shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, of being a partner. And that's seen in tefillin. Something fascinating. I mean, already when we put on the tefillin, we say Ve'erastich Libe Emuna. We sort of put on the tefillin like Ki'ilu, like we're getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kind of like getting being Mekadish and Isha with a tabas, with a ring. We're getting married to Hashem, and it's something incredibly fascinating that we don't find by any other mitzvah. We find something incredible by tefillin. We find that we wear tefillin and that Hashem wears tefillin. We wear tefillin and Hashem wears tefillin. Obviously, Hashem has no physical being, and that's from the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, but there's some kind of ruchniistic tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears. What does it say in our tefillin? It says in our tefillin all about Achdus Hashem and Yichud Hashem, that Hashem is Yachid and Miyuchad and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. What does it say in our Kaddish Baruch Hu's tefillin? Says the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Vav. What does it say? Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chia bar Avin Hani Tfilin de Mori Alma Pari Oilem Tfilin Mak Sivbuhu Amar le Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. Who is like your nation, Klal Yisrael? Frek the Gemara Mimishtabeach Kud Shabrichu Bishvachayr de Yisrael. Hashem, the all-powerful, the omniscient, the omnipotent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, has no limits. He's praising himself with Klal Yisrael. In, yes, there's a pasuk to prove this. It's Hashem Amarta Yom Liyosecha Lelkim V'Lelechas Bidracha V'Lishmor Chukum Mizvaz Mishvazim 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 Mishvazim. Hashem chose us. Anu mami rech v'ata mami reinu. Hashem chose us to be his nation. And there's something amazing over here. What we see in tefillin is that there's a relationship where Hashem gave us a job in the Bria that's directly tied to his ratzon of how he wants things done. He gave us a partnership with him. We put on our tefillin to dedicate our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem wears tefillin that says that you are the greatest representation of me in this world. If I wanted anything, and anything that I could ever want, to have my name on it, to say, this is me, this is my representative, that's Klal Yisrael. And just like Hashem's name is on our tefillin, it's kibiyachol, if we could say such a thing. Our name is on Hashem's tefillin. Our name is on Hashem's tefillin. And this is an amazing kesher. Kesher! We're strapped, attached. There's a kesher. There's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here that we have nowhere else. And the Nefesh HaChaim says something beautiful. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. In Shar Beis of Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Rebbe Meir, Bisman she'adam mitzar shechina malashin omeres. When there's a yidu zinsar, what does the shechina say? Shechina ma'omeres. The Shechina says, Kalani me'roishi, kalani me'zroi. Oy! I feel light in my head and in my arm. Kalani me'roishi, kalani me'zroi. It's like feeling faint or in pain. What is going on over here? When a yid's in tsar, Hashem, what are you talking about? Hashem's head, kiviyachol, Hashem's arm. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, why are these the places in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, that feel this pain when a yid is in tsar? So he says, the kloni me'roishi, Hashem's pain in his head, is the tefillin shel roish. And the kloni mizrahi in his arm is the tefillin shel yad that Hashem wears. When Hashem sees that a yid is in tsar, so then things are not going the way Hashem wants them to go. My representative in the Bria, Klal Yisrael's not doing well, there's a yid who's in tsar, then there's something wrong in my tefillin. In my tefillin where it says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael are the best and only good should come to them. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the pain. And he explains that the idea over here is that we were chosen to be partners with Hashem. And therefore Hashem has a vested interest in every aspect of our well-being, in every up in our well-being, in every down in our well-being, in every aliyah, in every yirida, in every nisayon, in every bizayon. Anything that happens to Klal Yisrael, is Echbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as why he created the world. And where does he feel it? In this relationship of tefillin. Because the tefillin are that attachment that we have to Hashem and that Hashem has to us. And that's the Yehi Ratzon, we say. And this Yehi Ratzon is found in Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah already is a makar for the Yehi Ratzon that we say in the morning when we put on our tefillin. We say the Hinani Milchavin Banachas tefillin. What do we say? Tzivanu Laniach Al Yad, to put it on our arms. Lezichron Zroa Netuya, to remember that Hashem took us with an outstretched hand from Mitzrayim. Bishi Neged Alev, and the tefillin are Neged the heart. L'shabed b'zed taivus u'machshavus libeinu l'avadaso, to raise ourselves, to be meshabed all of our taivus, all of our ratzons, all the times that we get lost in life, and to reboot ourselves, and be meshabed all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ala rosh neged amoyach, and the head where the mind is. Shaneshama shebemochi, the neshama's in the mind, to live with our seichel, instead of living on the ground, instead of living in the schmutz, to elevate ourselves. And by strapping these divrei Torah to ourselves, we change. We change. We change. We become different. And I was bothered. It's very interesting, this idea. What is it? Okay, I understand. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is on the head, because that's the mind. But what's this idea of Tefillin Shel Yad? On the one hand, we're saying that it's keneged the lev. It's against the heart, right? The tefillin actually are positioned against the heart. But on the other hand, it says that it's keneged Hashem Zroa Netuya, his outstretched hand for Klal Yisrael. So which is it? The answer is it's both, and they're one and the same, I think. B'siyata Dishmaya. How do you connect to Hashem with your brain? Directly through the brain. But how do you connect to the heart? You have to remember how much Hashem loves you. The Zroa Netuya is connected, the Zroa Netuya is connected Tefillin Shel Yad, and that Zroa Netuya is connected the lave, to realize that Hashem loved you enough to schlep you out of the Mitzrayim. Either the Mitzrayim that was, the Mitzrayim that is today, all of the Mitzrayims. Hashem cares that much. That's what leads to the tefillin being connected the lev, to have a heart-to-heart relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole idea of tefillin, is relationship. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Hareini nos kvoidecha, Borei Olam, I have questions, I don't understand, Tzadik v'ra loy, Rasha v'tov loy, Borei Olam, show me everything. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? He says, I'm going to show you my back, the kesher of tefillin, Chazal say. I'm going to show you the back knot of my tefillin. That's a response? The answer is yes. As long as there's tefillin there, the answer is you don't have to know everything in life. Because there's a relationship. If you see a kesher tefillin, then even if your answer is not, even if your question's not answered, but you know you have enough of a relationship to be a maimon in Hashem, because Hashem would never let you down. He loves you way too much. That's what it means. Of course, we don't understand the dargas of what it meant that Moshe saw the kesher tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we can understand on our level is Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yireini adam v'chai. Nobody can live and get the answers to these questions. But there's one thing that you can see, is how much I care about you. And I'm going to show you the kesher tefillin on the back. I'm going to show you that we are attached, and be megala to you that kesher. When someone knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, then it's ve'erastich li be'emuna. You can get married with faith. You don't need answers when you're a maimon. You don't need answers when you're a maimon. You need to understand who Borei Olam is and how much he loves you. That's the idea of tefillin. And tefillin proves this idea of our kesher with Hashem. The word tefillin itself is a very strange word. Actually, the word tefillah, a singular tefillin, is called a tefillah, which normally means a prayer tefillah. But the truth is that the Bach points out, and Tosfos also in Menachos, that the word palel, plila, is to vayipalel, is to prove, And the Bach says that's why tefillin are called tefillin, because they prove that they're shechina in Klal Yisrael. Right? Perhaps regular mitzvos, which get us to Olam Haba and are amazing and bring us up, of course. But tefillin is that we are divrei Torah. We are ambassadors of Hashem. Hashem's name rests upon us. We're a merkava to the Shechina HaKdoisha. And that's our whole job in the Bria, is to be ambassadors of Hashem. Now, you better buckle your seatbelts, because we have something really amazing over here. Where do we find that our job is to be ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria and represent Him? So the Gemara in Yuma that's brought by the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, the Rambam says, it's based off the Gemara in Yuma, he talks about how people are supposed to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in the Bria. And he says, somebody who is easy to talk to, who's honest, who's Osechol Maisav Lefnim Meshur Sadin, who doesn't distance people from himself, who doesn't scare people, who's very friendly, who's medactic in his business, who wears tefillin and tzitzis, to the extent that Yimsu Akol Mekalsin Oisai, everybody praises this man, Ve'oyavin Oisai, and loves this man. They see his actions. Amazing person. He's so balanced in all areas. Bein adam l'makom, bein adam l'chaveru, bein adam l'atzmai. They love him. Umis avin l'maisav. They want to be like him. They idolize this fellow. Harei ze kidesh es Hashem. That's the definition of being mekadesh Hashem. V'alav akosav omer. It says about him, v'yomer li, pasuk in Yeshaya, Avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cha espoir. You, Klal Yisrael, are my servant, that I'm misparin you. Hashem is misparin us. The glory that comes out of Klal Yisrael, the kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when someone represents him properly, when there's a yid who learns Torah, and you see that his actions reflect his Torah. You see how careful he is to stay away from bad things. You see how caring he is about others. You see how approachable he is and easy to talk to. And nechmad and masuk edvash and rach kechema. You see all of these wonderful things, and you see Hashem. And everybody wants to be a yid who learns Torah, because they say, this is what I want to be. And they see you as a representative. That's Yisrael Asher Becha Espo'er. That's called Tiferes. Espo'er is Miloshim Tiferes. Tiferes is where a person glorifies Hashem. He shows Hashem in all of his life, in all aspects of his life. He's a Tiferes. He's someone who's a prized possession of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why the Gemara says that Matan Torah is called Tiferes, right? The Maharal wrote a whole sefer called Tiferes Yisrael on Torah. He named it Tiferes Yisrael because the Gemara in Brachos says that Tiferes is Matan Torah, because the attachment of Klal Yisrael to Torah is Tiferes Yisrael Asher Becha Espoir. And it's an amazing thing to think about, the connection between Tiferes, being ambassadors of Hashem, and tefillin. Chazal tell us in Maseches Tainis about the Seder Tanias, the Av Beis Din, they would put ashes on his head. Where? By the Makom tefillin. Why? Because the Pasuk says, L'seis lem pe'er tachas ha'efer, that the efer, the ashes, should turn into pe'er. And Rashi explains why. What does it mean, Pe'er, Efer? What's going on over here? The tefillin are a jewel, a Pe'er. They're a crown jewel, a Pe'er, a Tiferes. And the Efer is the experience that the person's having in his man of tzar. He's experiencing the ashes, that everything's in shambles. And we put ashes in that makom of tefillin. And that's also what a chassan does under his chuppah, to remind himself that life is not the way it's supposed to be. But what's going on over here? Why are tefillin called a pe'er? Why are they called teferes? And the answer is pashut. The answer is pashut. Tefillin are our attachment to Torah, teferes. They're Yisrael Asher Becha Espire. They're the jewel that shows the world Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. That Uro Kol Ami Ha'aretz, everyone will see and they'll be afraid, they'll run away. We represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Zman of Tsar, it looks like Efer. And that's why an Avel can't wear tefillin. Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Brachas, Pasuk in Yechezkel, Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha. Rashi explains you can't wear a Pe'er when you're in the dust, when you're an Avel. And Tosis explains Rashi that the idea over here is that this pasuk, l'seitzlem pe'er takas ha'efer, ashes are different than dust, but Tosfos shel su, that the idea Rashi is saying is when you're in the dust, when you're in the ashes, there can't be a pe'er. What's the idea of ashes? The idea of ashes is something that lost all of its life. It was burnt to a crisp. The idea of pe'er is the exact opposite. It's about being chai, being attached to the Makor HaChayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvod v'atzmai, shayach to the Torah Chayim. That's the idea of a pe'er. And there are different things that go on in life. We have the challenge of Efer, of feeling lifeless, of feeling like ashes, of feeling disconnected, and not being able to be there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the answer is that we have a Pe'er. Even when we feel like Efer, we are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said last time from the Marsha, we're wearing the Keser Torah even when we're not living the Keser Torah. Like we mentioned, the Rambam says what it means to be a Keser Torah. Not eating, not sleeping, ligging and learning all day, Yom V'Layla. Sleeping on the floor, who knows what? Every yid who wears tefillin has the Keser Torah. The answer is yes, because they're attached to that life. That shows where they could get to. And that shows who they are today. And there are these two aspects of life. There's the Efer, and this is very important for the Zman we're in. We're in the Zman of Nechama. Right after the Churban, we're in the Shivat and Nechemta. It's looking at the Efer in our lives, the things that make us feel detached. All the nisyonos that we've been going through these past few months, we felt so detached. And the answer is that the word Efer, Aleph, Pei, Resh, can be changed to Pe'er. Sometimes the darkest moments in our lives, you just have to switch something slightly, and that becomes a source of strength. And that's the tefillin. That's the tefillin. The tefillin are very mysterious. Very mysterious. Right? The tefillin are black. The Sifrei Chassidus write that the tefillin are black on the outside. And inside there's that gorgeous, shiny white parchment with a message that I am your Hashem and I'm old, and there's one Hashem and I took you out of Mitzrayim. But it's surrounded sometimes by black. And there's Verastichli Be'emuna. Being married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Emunah. Not always are we going to feel connected, but we always have to know we're connected. And there'll be moments of lack of clarity. The entire tefillin. How do you make tefillin? The Rambam brings 10 halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. There are no psukim that tell you how to make them. It says totafos in the parsha. We don't even know what that word means. Look at a stone chumash. I think it says totafos is the translation. 10 halacha l'moshe mi-sinai to tell you what tefillin bichlal look like. We don't even know what they are. They're mysterious. They're the part of our relationship with Hashem where we can't understand when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hareini na es kvaydecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me something. And he says to Moshe, I can't. He shows him the tefillin. But I show you the attachment. I show you that we're attached. I thought perhaps also the idea of totafos. How do we know that there are four parshias in tefillin? How do we know bichla? The Gemara says something unbelievable. Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that totafos, totfot, tatfat, tat and fat. Tat is two in one African dialect, and fat is two in another dialect of African. What is going on? When was the last time we darshaned African in the Torah? What's going on over here? So if you look in the Margolius Yam in Sanhedrin, he brings the Shla, he brings the Malbim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu scrambled the languages at Migdol Bavel, and Dor HaFlaga, so there were nitzotzos of the language of Lashon HaKodesh that went into the other languages, and Chazal Beruach Kodshim knew how to draw them out. So in African, hiding in African is tat and fat. But why over here by tefillin? We need to go to Africa. We need to travel to Africa to find the parshias of tefillin. The answer is that that's exactly what tefillin represents. Sometimes you'll feel your mamish, you're in the wild. You'll feel you're totally detached from ruchnius. You'll feel like you're in a jungle. And over there is where the Ve'astich Li Be'emunah is. That Hashem is putting you in a situation that will make you an ambassador of Him in this world. It feels like Africa. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds you, no, that the name of Hashem is on you. You're attached to that Metzias. You're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behind all of that darkness of the tefillin is a white parchment, is a beautiful clarity, a beautiful message of how great Hashem is and how great you are. And if we would remember this, if we would remember Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, the Amuna and Hashem of tefillin is to be Maimon, not just that Hashem is one, and not just that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, it's that Hashem wears tefillin too, and says, Chaim Doiv, that's my name, but if you could put your name right there too, I wear you in my tefillin. Make me proud. There are going to be moments where you feel, in this whole corona situation, totally detached, totally removed, totally like your davening doesn't matter, your learning doesn't matter, like technology is going to bring you down and this and that, and then up and down and left and right, and no! Pe'er chachav shalecha, you have the crowning jewels. And if we remember this, we remember the tefillin, which is sometimes hard to understand. It's above our heads. The tefillin rests above the mind because it's a relationship that's so high that we don't understand it. But if we know that it exists, we know that we're that big to Hashem, that He believes in us that much, that will give us the strength in any situation where we feel like we're in a jungle, where we feel like we're in the dark, where we feel like we don't have the answers. Then we'll remember our own selves, our own greatness, and we'll be able to overcome. And this is the perfect hakdama for Elul, Rabbosai. Elul is about ani ledoidi vedoidi li. It's about, first and foremost, before everything, to realize Hashem loves us, we love Hashem. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not a running away from Hashem like we ran away from the principal in high school. Hashem gave us a mission. It's very difficult sometimes. It's very unclear. This is a particularly challenging period in Jewish history, but we are big enough to make a name for Hashem, make a name for ourselves, and be Avdi Yisrael Asher Becha Espar Kol Tuv Rabosai. I love you very much. We miss you in Yerushalayim. Even though I'm happy to be here, I miss you. And we should only hear Besuras Toivas, Yeshuas V'Nechamas, and we should reconnect. We need to reconnect. We're feeling disconnected. We need to reconnect. El's coming. Let's roll up our sleeves and let's reinstate, reboot, and reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Tuv.